Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio for another Coach's Show. Dick Newman has the Saturday off, so you're going to do something a little different. We're in between seasons, winter season and spring season, and we usually interview an alumni, La Caprile Valley alumni, catch up with them and see what they're doing. And on the phone with us this morning is Kim Rosendahl. Kim is a La Caprile Valley graduate, and thanks for coming on the Coach's Show this morning, Kim.
It is so good to be here, Paul, talking with you and all the listeners of Q92.
Yeah. So what year did you graduate from La Caprile Valley, Kim?
1992.
Oh, 92.
The second year. Okay. Second year of the school.
Yeah, the school was built in what?
1990, it opened its doors. The 91 was the first graduation, which was my brother Colin's graduation, and then I came the next year.
Okay. Yeah, of course, Kim's parents, Myron and Judy Rosendahl, live in Madison here and know them well, so I thought I'd give Kim a call and catch up and see what's happening in Kim Rosendahl's life this morning. Appreciate you coming on the Coach's Show again, Kim.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right, let's talk about your high school career. Back, if you can remember, back that far, Kim.
Yes. I know, hearing from you has kind of had to bring back some memories that don't always surface anymore. So, 1992 graduate. Had a great experience at Madison High School and Madison School, and then La Caprile Valley to get it going out there. Actually got to play in letter in four sports.
Four? Okay.
So, yeah.
What were they?
I grew up playing tennis and baseball. Had the Jolly Carlson was the coach. Had a bunch of my friends playing in tennis. So I actually made the and lettered in eighth grade on the tennis team, playing with both my brother and both brothers, Colin and Kevin.
Wow.
Interesting thing is Jolly thought it was a good idea to put Colin and I together as a doubles team, which certainly did not work. We didn't get the success that his sons had, so I realized that maybe out of a temper, and I really did love baseball, and so in ninth grade I moved over to baseball and played baseball the next 4 years.
Okay.
For the La Caprile County, right, before La Caprile Valley, so.
Oh.
Because remember, it's LQP, where Dawson and Madison and Bellingham were all together.
For the baseball team?
Yep, and then we moved out to La Caprile Valley. Okay. So I played baseball and tennis, and then also football and basketball.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your basketball career, because you helped take the Eagles to the state basketball tournament. That must have been a thrill for you guys.
It was great. Moving through like junior high, we always had a strong team in Madison. We had Kevin Josephson, Paul Pearson, Blake Swenson, Pete Bungarden, Dan Nesvold. So we were playing together, having success. We always had a tough battle with Appleton, who had Bobby Beck and Jason Walters, so we all were playing varsity as up through sophomore year. And then we came together as juniors, had some success, lost to a team in the playoffs that did pretty well that year, the 1991 Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, with Norgard and Pressholt and Corey Larson and Jeff Anderson. So that was a pretty good loss for us. We then got ready to come back as seniors and made it to the state tournament that year.
I remember them early battles with you and Dawson Boyd. It was packed gyms all the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing how many people come out for winning sports in the small town. It's one of the things that kind of brought Sarah, my wife, and I back to a smaller community, is just the desire to have our kids grow up and be able to experience their community pride.
Okay. What do you remember about that run to action play and stuff like that?
Well, I remember that, well, it was in Montevideo, which Montevideo for everybody back at that time was a great place to play. You know, there was two decks and opening on both ends for some fans, and so people were it was just packed. There was excitement, and we had a really tough game against the first round game against Granite Falls, and my friend Nate Dolliger. He's not for Granite Falls.
Yep.
We almost lost that game and won by four, I think. Had an easier time the next game. Third game, I recall it being pretty a good game. And then we got the matchup with Russell Tyler Ruthven. They had knocked off Slayton, who was kind of the favorite that year because they had Trevor Winter, who went on to become a Minnesota Gopher, 7-footer.
I remember him.
Yep, and we just blew them away. I think we won by 25 points in the championship.
Mm.
So that was fun. Another great memory was as we went back to Lac aux Parles that night for kind of the celebration. Just from coming back from Montevideo to Milan, and then Milan to the Lac aux Parles Valley School, the cars were just lined up waiting for the bus to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to sign autographs. It's just a great feeling of how appreciated we were of the success that was happening
mm-hmm.
for the Eagles.
Yeah. So what do you remember about the state tournament?
Well, I remember that the refs didn't like to call fouls. We got to face a man-child from Austin Pacelli. And they had come in. They were like slightly over 500. I think they were like 16-10 or something. I don't really remember seedings and if they even did that. I don't think they did back then. You just got to play who you played. And we lost by four. They went on to win the championship and beat everybody worse than us.
Yep.
So I feel pretty decent about that. And I remember great times with the teammates, the bonding experience there. It was just such a wonderful time, great memories of high school at Lac aux Parles. That's probably my favorite thing that ever happened there.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the boys. Who was on that state team again?
Yeah. Well, Bobby Beck was obviously a star, 2,000-point scorer. Jason Sorensen, great player. We had Jacob Baker was a junior who started. Jesse Redepenning was a junior that started. I was started as the point guard. Kevin Josephson, Jason Walters, Joey McTye, Coach Johnson's son.
Brandon Allstead on that team.
Brandon was on that team, yep. I remember him saying he scored a point or something in one of the games, and he said at that celebration at Lac aux Parles after the game, he said, "Well, in another, I have another 2,000 points to catch up to Bobby," or something something funny like that with Brandon's good humor. So that was awesome.
Good. Anything else about your time at Lac aux Parles Valley? Teachers, others, highlights and sports?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just lots of fond memories. We went to the section championship in baseball my junior year. Lost to KMS, and I think their catcher, Josh Benson, he taught out at Lac aux Parles or Appleton.
Right, he's still coaching baseball for the Eagles, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Football, we had an 8-0 season our senior year. We were flying high, and we lost the first round of the playoffs, so that was a big disappointment. But so great coaches. I enjoyed having all of our coaches. Bill Beck was a hoot. Roger Johnson, we still talk once in a while. We talk about my son's success with basketball. Dick Newman, Mr. Hastings, Coach Hastings was the head coach. Bart Hill, Troy Surgeon, all good friends still. So just a good amount, good coaches that we had out there.
Okay, if you're just tuning in to the Coach's Show, we're talking to Kim Rosendahl, a La Crosse Valley graduate. And Kim, so after graduation, fill us in what you've been up to.
Yeah. Well, I went to Morehead State, attempted to continue playing football there, and played junior varsity the first year, redshirted the second year, but I kind of discovered that I wasn't fast enough and my shoulders didn't want to stay in the sockets well enough to keep playing. So I retired, was able to meet a fine young lady named Sarah, who was actually on the volleyball team and was academic All-American at Morehead State. And we fell in love, married, and she went to physician assistant school. I went to physical therapy school. We lived in the cities about 6 years and decided it was time to move out to a smaller community. Found work in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and moved out in 2003 when we had one daughter, Haley, and worked as, I'm a physical therapist at Rehab Authority, which is a private practice clinic that I own. Sarah actually works as our kind of office manager. And we've been able to raise three children here, and it's been a wonderful... also had some side gigs. I had a small speed and agility gym that I developed, and I've sold that, but I'm still doing speed and agility and basketball coaching in the summers. And then this year I'm going out to Oakley, Minnesota to do it, which is where my niece and nephew, which you all heard of Red Lake County, who beat Dawson, or who lost to Dawson, but got third place in the state basketball tournament this year. Mm-hmm. My nephew was one of the stars for Red Lake County, Owen Sherwood said.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game, and he's a good basketball player.
He is, yeah. He grew up with our sons, Jack and Caleb, playing basketball, and all three of them will be playing college basketball next year when Owen goes to University of Minnesota Crittenden.
Yeah. Kim, talk about your sons. They're outstanding basketball players, and like you said, they're in college, be playing college ball. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I never thought that I'd have kids that are athletic enough to be college basketball players, but they did it. They have an extreme work ethic. Jack is a sophomore. Caleb's a freshman. They're both at University of Jamestown, which will be moving into the NFIC next year. Caleb's decided to transfer, so where he's doing that whole transfer portal thing. Look, Bethel has offered him to come there to play. So he's...
where?
Bethel in St.
Paul.
Oh,
Bethel in St. Paul. Okay, yep.
Yeah. So they'll be playing separate for the first time in quite a few years. But we're excited for that. There's going to be a lot of mileage to get to both, you know, go opposite directions. But Sarah and I are up for the task. So Jack is in a business major. Caleb actually wants to follow in my footsteps in physical therapy. So
okay.
That's a great.
And your daughter?
Yeah, she lives in Wells Fargo with her husband. She has a year-and-a-half-year-old son named James and another one on the way, and she's a dietitian.
Okay.
So we get to see them quite a bit because that James just draws us down there.
There you go. You mentioned that Sarah was a volleyball player at Morehead, huh?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
She was a 1,000-point basketball scorer. She was recruited to play both basketball and volleyball.
Well, where did she go to high school?
She went to Oakley, Red Lake County, Central. So that's kind of how we moved up here, because of her family and things up here and the job that was offered to me. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Kim. Well, anything else you'd like to add that we hadn't touched on? Or?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just really enjoyable to come back to Madison, spend time with my mom and dad, and you'll see the things that have happened over the years. We've been to the Madison Mercantile and Stick. So it's good. Thank you, Madison area, for taking good care of my parents as they're aging. And it's real good to, it's great to follow you, Paul. You've increased the, I think, you know, through social media, I know people all over the state and country were listening to Dawson Boyd's run at the state championship.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't connect. We were texting each other from Williams Arena. You're sitting one place and I knew the other. But, yeah, that was fun. So, thank you.
It was, yes, my pleasure.
All right. Well, Kim, thanks for being on the Coach's Show this morning. We'll have to do this another 10 years and see where you're at. Huh?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for your time, Paul. Bye-bye.
Yep. Kim Rosendahl, Lacapral Valley graduate. And we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with more of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show right after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years. If Country Butcher, located right on Main Street in Dawson. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 1, Sunday by appointment. They do slaughtering on Mondays. Call them at 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher has a satellite location in Madison at Madison Mercantile, closed Monday, open Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 9 to 1, Wednesday and Friday, 2 to 5:30 p.m. Check it out at Madison Mercantile. That's the Country Butcher. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more, awards, and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Hey, we got an event in. The Lacapral Valley Girls Golf Team had their first meet yesterday, and joining us is Head Coach Kip Stender of the Girls Golf Team. Good morning, Kip.
Morning, Paul.
You got a meet in. I think you're one of the first ones in the area, huh?
Yeah, do I get a prize or any bonus or anything? Or
I'll buy a steak at the Country Butcher. How about that?
Oh, yeah, right. I'll cut it just for you.
Yeah, so that must have been pretty exciting, huh? Get out.
Yeah, it's always nice to get that first meet in, that first event. And it was originally supposed to be today, and they moved it to Friday, like on Tuesday, just predicting the weather today. It's a lot colder down there. And it doesn't look as nice, but it was turned out to be a pretty good day, really. We've golfed in a lot worse weather and a lot colder weather, so it was really, really neat to get it in. It was snowing when we left 8:30 yesterday morning, and we kind of drove out of that little pet bass marshal, and as we kept getting farther south, there was less snow and no snow down in Worthington, so we were able to play.
How was the course? Was the ground still hard? Or?
Yeah, it's been dry down there just like it has here the last, you know, year since July. So normally it's a wet course. It's a low course on the 1-9, but it was all dry. Played well. They mowed the greens once. They were still brown, but it played really well for the first meet of the year.
All right. Well, tell us, there was always a pretty good meet, a pretty large meet, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were 10 teams there, a bunch of AA schools, a AAA school. Worthington's now up in the AAA class. We finished sixth place with a 460. Murray County Central won it with a 416. And Fairmont was second with a 424, and Worthington third with a 425. Individual-wise, we were led by Peyton Sachs. She shot an 89, finished second in the tournament. Kate Alstead shot a 119, finished 15th. Kate had a couple pars in the round. Kaylee Nelson shot a 117 for 25th. She had three pars in the round. Macy Zarbuck shot a 144 for 39th. America Villa shot a 162 for 42nd. And Gertie Sieg, 178 for 44th. So America and Gertie, that was the first time they've ever golfed ever. So pretty good job for them. I felt comfortable enough to take them down there and get them that experience.
Oh, nice. So who led the Eagles?
Peyton Sachs.
Okay. And how was her game yesterday?
She played well. And 89 is a real good score for the beginning of the year. Looking back, you know, we've only had a handful of golfers shoot better than 90 in those first rounds. The weather's cooler. Ball doesn't go as far, which she was figuring out. She was kind of short on a lot of her approach shots quite a bit of the day. So she chipped and putted well and finished second, I think, two or three strokes out of first.
Okay. All right. And, you're missing Molly Halverson, right? She had another...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, Molly, she's a great dancer, and she's involved in that, and they had a tournament up in Fargo, and then today she doesn't dance, so if the tournament had stayed on the same day, she would have been there, and she was looking forward to that. But it is what it is, and it allowed us to get some more kids some playing time. You know, she would have, you know, hypothetically shot around the same as Peyton, I would think, or better, and we would have won the tournament. But it was great for the team to you know, do something without her and see what they can do and get that experience.
Yeah, you got not only Molly, but a few other girls with some experience from last year, right?
Yeah. Peyton went to state as an individual last year, and Kate Alstead's gone to state twice with the team, so they've got some good experience. And, you know, they've been working hard in the gym, practicing. We had 3 days outside prior to that, and so they're fired up. They're going to even work harder now that they know what they can do and what they got to do to, you know, keep improving.
Right. All right. Anything else on the tournament there? Did you run into my brother down there in Worthington?
Well, I did actually text him just seeing if he'd like to sponsor a meal, but he says he lives in Sioux Falls now, so he wasn't in town.
Oh.
But,
that was a good excuse.
I said, a former alumni, you know, would you like to sponsor? He goes, I'm in Sioux Falls. I said, well, I should have said, well, we can drive that way. No. But,
oh, man. Okay, well, what's coming up next for the girls' golf team?
We got the Wilmer invite on Thursday, and that should be a really nice day. It's looking like the weather's going to really turn good this next week, and it's always a good tournament for us to get that experience over there on Eagle Creek. That's where the sections is, and that's where we want to be at our best at the end of the season in May. So that'll be a good day.
Okay. All right. Real good, Kip. Well, thanks for the report on the girls this morning then.
Yeah, thanks, Paul, and you have a great day.
You bet. That's Kip Stender on Lockerbaugh Valley Girls Golf. We'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk boys volleyball. That's right, boys volleyball with Coach Molly.
The annual meeting of the Farmers Cooperative Elevator Company of Bellingham will be held on Thursday, April 10th at 10:30 at the Bellingham Community Center. The purpose of the meeting shall be to elect directors and transact any other business that may properly come before the meeting. Lunch will be served following the meeting. That's the Farmers Cooperative Elevator Company of Bellingham annual meeting, Thursday, April 10th, 10:30 at the Bellingham Community Center. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 3269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crop with confidence.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Well, we're kind of between seasons here, but we're going to preview the Lockerbaugh Valley boys volleyball team. That's right, you heard me right, boys volleyball team with co-coach Molly Hennen and Andrew Schmidt, and Molly's with us right now. Molly, are you excited to start the season?
Yes, I'm super excited.
Now, was it last year? Was that the first year? How many years is this that you've been together then with the boys volleyball team?
Yep, last year was our first year, and it's being run through community ed, but we're hoping to change that and it become a MSHSL league sport. So
yeah,
that's our goal.
Okay. Tell our listeners a little bit about, that's kind of an up-and-coming sport. The boys volleyball is a lot more in the metro area, but it's coming out here in the outstate Minnesota, isn't it?
Yeah. We actually, there were three teams, including us, kind of in our area that were doing boys volleyball through community ed last year, and then we had another school, KMS, join this year, so... we had three tournaments last year, and then we did a scrimmage against St. Cloud last year. Each school held or hosted a tournament, and we just did kind of like a round robin play, and it was really fun. I feel like each team got better and improved every time we played, so it was a lot of fun to see that.
Okay, and last year you had a couple tournaments, like you said. I think Dawson Boyd has a boys team. You were over there for that one, weren't you?
Yep, it was Dawson Boyd. There's a private school in Wilmer, and then us, and then we did a scrimmage against St. Cloud. So those are the three teams. So each school hosted a tournament, and then we were the only team that had a JV and varsity. So.
Okay.
That was fun to see that many boys that were interested.
Yeah. So what's the process then, Molly? You're kind of a club, or if that's what you want to call it. You're not really sanctioned by the Minnesota High School League yet, are you?
No, not yet. Andrew Schmidt's been doing a lot of communication with our athletic director, Zach Stelter. So we're hoping that after this year we can be in the MSHSL and kind of play maybe some of those metro teams or teams in the metro, and get some good competition. That would be a lot of fun and good for our school and for the players, I think. So
okay, and I know you from your high school days at Mineota. You were a very good volleyball player, so you've got volleyball experience and coaching experience, don't you?
Yes. Yep. And then Andrew Schmidt. He's a really good coach too, and he is really good at connecting with the high school players, I think. And then his wife, Hope Schmidt, does a lot of the behind the scenes work. She is an EL teacher at the middle school, high school, so she knows a lot of the players that are out, and then their families too. So they've both been doing a lot of work right now, just getting all these tournaments scheduled over Zooms and. So I give a lot of credit to them because they've been doing a lot of that with setting up the tournaments and stuff, and then getting paperwork, registrations filled out, and all of that stuff. So we actually were hoping to have a captain's practice where Hope was going to kind of be the supervisor on Wednesday this last week, but with the snow, we weren't able to do that. So our first practice is scheduled for this coming Monday at the high school. So. Yeah,
this coming Monday. Okay, I know Hope helped me broadcast my very, very first boys volleyball match last year out of Lockboro. It was a lot of fun, and Hope did a great job broadcasting with me. So looking forward to doing that again this year, Molly.
Yes, that should be fun.
All right, I don't know if you have the roster there in front of us, but tell us how many boys you got and who they are.
So we have 24 out right now, and that's 7th through 12th grade. You want me to just go through the list of boys?
And if you know their grade, good. Let us know what grade they're in if you know their grade,
Yeah, so we have a lot of 7th, 8th, and 10th graders out, and then we have one senior, so I'll just kind of go through the roster. Johnny Heathen, he's a 7th grader. Ian Nukafit, he's a junior. Maverick Chiquino, 8th grader. Starson Rubin, 7th grader. Rexon Irwin, a senior. Tixon Emmis is a 7th grader. Skenton Ponin, 7th grader. Regifson Chatero, 7th grader. Arson Gico, 9th grader. Christian Chiquino, 10th grader. Samirkson Stepanon, 9th grader. Rayson, Cassanon, 8th grader, Simpson, Nika, 7th, Jason, Iwanis, 10th, Kinton, Coney, 10th, Houston, Heathen, 9th grade, Thomas, Emmis, 10th grade, Jamerson, Stepanon, 10th grade, Samarkson, Stepanon, 8th grade, Tiarson, Raphael, 7th grade, EJ, Raymond, 9th grade, Abraham, Gico, 10th grade, Rodson, Cassanon, 10th grade, and then Martin, Emmis, 8th grade.
All right. Yeah, that's a good roster. And then you and Andrew are co-coaching, right?
Yes. Yep. And then Angelo, John will also be helping out, too. So we'll have three coaches, hopefully, for this year. So that'll be a lot of fun. Last year, Andrew was kind of the conditioning coach for us. So I'm going to put him in charge of that again this year.
Yeah, you got to be in condition. I know I watched a couple matches last year, and it was a lot of fun. Some of them boys really can play some volleyball, can't they? Are they excited?
Oh, gosh, yeah, they are. Every time I help ref junior high basketball, and then I work the JV varsity event for the girls this year, and every time I saw them, they were like, are you coaching us again this year? And they play a lot of volleyball just all year long. So, yeah, they're just very naturally talented with that, so... I'm hoping that we're actually going to be going to Sartell too this year, the middle of May. So I think they actually play a lot of the teams in the cities. So I think they should be good competition too. So that'll be fun playing a new team. And then we're also gonna have a tournament in Dawson, KMS, and then we will tournament at Lacaparl too. So that's the last day before that last day of school. So that'll be fun.
Do you know the date of the tournament at Lacaparl Valley yet? Or
yep, it's set for May 28th at 6 p.m. So the day before the last day of school.
Oh, nice.
So yeah,
and encourage everyone to come out and support the boys volleyball team. Do you take donations? It takes money. It's run through Community Ed, you said, right?
Yes, last year we kind of just did a free will donation. We just had a jar out. Lacaparl hosted the first tournament last year. So, yeah, we got a ton of donations just because we don't have a lot of money set aside for this yet. But, yeah, we had a lot of people were really generous, and I think a lot of people in the community were very supportive. Our whole gym was full. I remember when we hosted last year, just a lot of people coming to support, so that was really fun to see in our community. So
that's right. I'm guessing if you'd like to make a donation to the Lacaparl boys volleyball team, you can just contact the school for that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anything else? We touch on everything there, Molly?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you and Andrew excited?
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I have some new ones joining because obviously some seventh graders, and a lot of these kids I've taught when I'm their teacher in third grade, so it's taller than me, so but yeah, we're fun, we're excited, we're ready for a fun year, and I'm glad that we'll get to play some new teams too, which will be good competition for them.
All right.
So.
And I plan on being out there on the 28th, you said, right?
Yep.
Of May.
Yep, our first one's May 4th in Dawson at 3 p.m.
Okay.
So they're going to host the first one this year for us.
Okay. And we'll be doing a couple boys volleyball matches on the radio here. So, all right, Molly, thank you for letting us know about the Lacaparl Valley boys volleyball team, and good luck this year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Molly Hennen, co-coach with Andrew Schmidt, Lacaparl Valley boys volleyball team. And we'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show right after this.
Hello, baby. Rock and roll lovers, mark your calendars. This Saturday at 7 p.m. Central, the Flip Side is coming to KLQP. Flip Werpy will be spinning 2 hours of the best tunes from 1954 to 1963. The hits, the memories, the music you love. Don't miss it. Saturday night at 7, the Flip Side.
He's had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down.
Thursday on An All New Postcards. Learn how a Minnesota dance company set out to share African contemporary dance. Plus, meet Wabasso native Katie Bell, who is a veteran breakaway roper. And see the new Minnesota Veterans Home built in Montevideo. Join us for postcards. Thursday at 7 p.m. on Pioneer PBS.
Paul Ramel back here in the studio, and that wraps up another Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Hopefully we can get a bunch of events in this week. I know as far as radio broadcast, we're set to broadcast the Lock Brawl Valley baseball team. They'll open up their season Tuesday at 5 o'clock at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Hopefully we can get that in, and we'll start spring sports here on the radio. So with that, thanks for listening to the Coach Show. Everybody have a great day today.
The time now.